It's been a quiet veto week, hasn't it? We haven't heard much out of the governor.
Yeah, it's been very quiet. I don't know if it's a combination of basketball early in the week and now later in the week we're around Easter time, but it's been very quiet. He's signed maybe six or seven bills, smaller issues that aren't really controversial, and I expect that means that next week we're going to see a very busy week. That veto pen will probably get a workout, especially in the budget bills.
Let's talk about some of the bills that have been passed or that have not been passed. The auto incentives bill, what is that and what's going on with it?
Well, that bill the governor signed on, I believe, yesterday, and basically what it does is it provides millions of dollars to auto companies that meet certain thresholds. You have to have 1,000 employees, you have to be in business in Kentucky for 5 years, and you have to be willing to invest $100 million in your Kentucky businesses. So basically, it's a wide program, but it's a small one at the same time. This is what led Ford to invest in these Louisville plants, both their plants to help them retool, to help them hire shifts again, you know, second and third shifts. And now this law allows that to happen for Toyota, for General Motors, and two of the biggest suppliers, auto suppliers here in Kentucky. Toyota is really a big fan of this. They can do this tomorrow if they want to. They say it makes them competitive internally. If Toyota wants to build a new plant in the United States, Kentucky would obviously, if they built that plant, that would qualify for these incentives. If they want to start a new car line, they can do it here in Kentucky to get these incentives. And so everyone seems to be rallying around this, and it's a really kind of a slam dunk proposal.
Now, early on in the session, there was a big push for the creation of charter schools, lots of advertising. That bill appeared to be dead for a while, but where is it now?
Well, it seemed that it was going to, there was a deal on the table for a pilot project, something like 20 charter schools statewide in the last few days. But when they tried to attach that bill to another bill that House Education Chairman Carl Rollins had, he got a little frustrated and upset and declared both of those issues dead on arrival. And in the last day, you know, obviously there's negotiating to get bills out of both chambers. And so basically that charter school amendment on one of Rollins' bills was taken off of it so that the Senate could get one of their education bills through the House. So basically supporters are saying it's dead for this legislative session since there's only one day left, but they promise they're going to come back in 2013 even harder than they did this year.
And what about there was a bill for Cole County scholarships. What's that about?
That one might be in trouble. I mean, there seemed to be an agreement on the table for this bill to get out as part of budget negotiations. It was originally, you know, we were talking about the University of Pikeville becoming a state school. That didn't work. So they created this scholarship program for 12 to 16 far eastern Kentucky counties, and that seemed to be okay. They would pay coal severance tax money, but in budget negotiations, the Senate changed that a little bit, and from there, what they've done is they've expanded to all coal mining or coal producing counties. That's 38 counties in all. You're talking about eastern Kentucky, western Kentucky. That was part of the budget negotiations. And then suddenly, on the last day, last Friday, that bill does not pop out of the Senate like it's supposed to, like everybody planned on it. The Senate says it just got lost in the shuffle, but there's a little concern on the House side that that bill's either being held hostage or could die once again this coming up Thursday.
You've done some political reporting. You've had a chance to catch your breath a little bit from all the legislative activities, and you've been talking a little bit about the 4th District primary. This is the 4th District congressional race.
That's right, yeah, which actually now, you know, is kind of like a cap on the state. I mean, it already was, but now it shoots all the way in eastern Jefferson County, all the way down to Spencer, and then it goes all the way to Ashland on the whole other side of the state. And so this primary has, you know, a bunch of Republicans in it. That's really where the race is. It's a Republican district. And these Republicans have finally started going after each other. I guess they realize the spotlight's on them. Gary Moore, who's the Boone County Judge Executive in Northern Kentucky, accused state lawmaker Alicia Webb Edgington, who's also running for that seat. She missed the budget votes, and Moore says that she was in D.C. fundraising, she was in Shelbyville fundraising, and that's really kind of I guess you're not doing your responsibilities as state lawmaker if you're not there to vote on the one bill that you're required by law to vote on. Of course, Alicia Webb Edgington's campaign has said we're going to file those votes when we get back. We're going to vote no. They won't change the outcome, so they're not that important. And so they're battling back and forth. Thomas Massie, who is seen as the Tea Party guy in that race, has picked up a few endorsements. He's in forums. He's throwing a few punches. So these Republicans are starting to get at each other's throats. And I assume that the rhetoric will just increase more and more as we get to May 22nd.
And, of course, the presidential race continues to drone on or heat up, depending on your perspective. But an Obama for America office is now opened in Kentucky.
That's right. And basically, the Obama campaign, you know, make no mistake about it, most people believe Kentucky is a Republican red state when it comes to presidential politics. And I don't feel like the Obama campaign feels any differently, but they say they have a nationwide campaign. They're going to compete in all 50 states, and they say opening a Kentucky office proves that we're going to compete in all 50 states. Say it'll be a statewide office for, you know, not just the Louisville office. It'll serve the whole state. And they even kind of hinted they might open more offices in the future. I'm sure resources and time and how well they're doing in the race all dictates that, but they said you could possibly see Lexington offices or other offices out in the state, which would actually be contributing a lot more resources than people believe the Obama campaign will play here in Kentucky.
Well, one quick legislative question before we let you go. We're in the veto recess. Lawmakers come back to where they can override vetoes. Can they pass any legislation during this time?
Yeah, they actually can, but they don't have any safety over it. So if it's a bill that the governor does not like, you know, obviously he can veto it. That's the concern about the Cole County scholarships we talked about. That's also a concern about the prescription pill bill, House Bill 4 that we've talked about, that they won't have that protection. And lawmakers have gotten really nervous because in the past few cycles they've pass budgets without veto protection, and it makes them really nervous because this governor has shown that he's not afraid to use his veto pen. So any bills that haven't been already passed, even if the governor says he supports them, there's always that chance that they could be amended and he could just take his little red pen and X them out.
All right. Kenny Colston is the Frankfort Bureau Chief for Kentucky Public Radio. Kenny, as always, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.